Chapter 38. And he went on to make the altar of burnt offering out of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits its width, it being 4 square, and 3 cubits was its height. Then he made its horns upon its 4 corners. Its horns proceeded out of it. Next he overlaid it with copper. After that he made all the utensils of the altar, the cans and the shovels and the bowls, the forks and the fire holders. All its utensils he made of copper. He further made for the altar a grating, a network of copper, under its rim down toward its center. Then he cast 4 rings on the 4 extremities near the grating of copper as supports for the poles. After that he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with copper. Then he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar for carrying it with them. He made it a hollow chest of planks. Then he made the basin of copper, and its stand of copper, by the use of the mirrors of the women servants, who did organize service at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he proceeded to make the courtyard. For the side toward the Negeb, to the south, the hangings of the courtyard were of fine twisted linen for 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 socket pedestals were of copper. The pegs of the pillars and their joints were of silver. Also, for the north side, there were 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 socket pedestals were of copper. The pegs of the pillars and their joints were of silver. But for the west side, the hangings were for 50 cubits. Their pillars were 10, and their socket pedestals 10. The pegs of the pillars and their joints were of silver. And for the east side, toward the sun rising, there were 50 cubits. The hangings were for 15 cubits to the one wing. Their pillars were 3, and their socket pedestals 3. And for the other wing, on this as well as that side of the gate of the courtyard, the hangings were for 15 cubits. Their pillars were 3, and their socket pedestals 3. All the hangings of the courtyard round about were of fine twisted linen, and the socket pedestals for the pillars were of copper. The pegs of the pillars and their joints were of silver, and the overlaying of their tops was of silver. And there were silver joinings for all the pillars of the courtyard. And the screen of the gate of the courtyard was the work of a weaver, of blue thread and wool dyed reddish-purple, and cocker-scarlet material and fine twisted linen. And 20 cubits was the length, and the height throughout its extent was 5 cubits, equally with the hangings of the courtyard. And their 4 pillars and their 4 socket pedestals were of copper. Their pegs were of silver, and the overlaying of their heads and their joints were of silver. And all the tent pins for the tabernacle and for the courtyard, round about, were of copper. The following are the things inventoried of the tabernacle of the testimony, which was inventoried at the command of Moses, as the service of the Levites under the guidance of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, did all that Jehovah had commanded Moses. And with him was Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, a craftsman and embroiderer, and weaver in the blue thread and the wool-dyed reddish-purple and cocker-scarlet material and fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work in all the work of the holy place came to the amount of the gold of the wave offering, 29 talents, and 730 shekels by the shekel of the holy place. And the silver of the ones registered of the assembly was 100 talents, and 1,775 shekels by the shekel of the holy place. The half shekel for an individual was the half of a shekel by the shekel of the holy place, for every man who was passing over to those who were registered, from 20 years of age and upward, amounting to 603,550. And 100 talents of silver went into the casting of the socket pedestals of the holy place and the socket pedestals of the curtain. 100 socket pedestals equaled 100 talents, a talent to a socket pedestal. And out of the 1,775 shekels, he made pegs for the pillars, and overlaid their tops, and joined them together. And the copper of the wave offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And with this he proceeded to make the socket pedestals of the entrance of the tent of meeting, and the copper altar and the copper grating that belonged to it, and all the utensils of the altar. And the socket pedestals of the courtyard round about, and the socket pedestals of the gate of the courtyard, and all the tent pins of the tabernacle, and all the tent pins of the courtyard round about.